Morning. I'm going to speak a little bit about Hilchot Purim. We started last week. Two things I want to talk about. One is Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's coming the end of this week. So there is a statement, Misha Nichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. And that statement has some halachic significance to it. One is that the month in general is a more joyous month. And according to some, it brings brachot and luck to the month. Joy, definitely increased joy and happiness. And of course, one of the interesting applications of Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, it's not lahalacha, brought down lahalacha, but it is mentioned in the Gemara. There's even an opinion that says you could read the Megillah at any time in the month because it's such a happy month, and the whole month is really in that nature. But I want to speak a little about Tanit Esther, which is on the day before Purim, and mention a few concepts about what's behind this fast day. And I'll just throw out the question, where does this fast day come from, and why are we fasting on the 13th of Adar, the day before Purim? Where does it come from? Esther fasted for 3 days, but when did Esther fast?
Earlier.
1 year earlier, in what month? Yeah, not actually 1 month earlier, but yes, actually over Pesach. I'll mention that at the end. So why are we fasting on the day before Purim? Why aren't we fasting on the time that Esther fasted? If the fast is named after her, what makes the fast change the day? What happened on the day before Purim? I'll come back to your point. Anybody else? Okay, good. There was a war that was supposed to happen. Therefore, what did the Jews do at that time?
Fasted.
They fasted, perhaps.
Preparing
for war. Both answers are mentioned. Okay, both those answers are mentioned. So I'll just mention a couple things. Very good. Number one, there are four fasts that we have that are mentioned in the Navi. Okay, the Navi Zechariah mentions 17th of Tammuz, the 9th of Av, the 10th of Tevet, and the 3rd of Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia. The 5th fast of Tanit Esther, obviously not including Yom Kippur, the 5th fast of Tanit Esther is not mentioned anywhere in the Navi. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. So where does this fast actually come from? It's not mentioned as a fast day in the Gemara. The only thing the Gemara says in Megillah is that the 13th of Adar is a Zman Kihila Lakol. It's a time of gathering. It's a time of assembly. And Rashi explains on that day, I don't remember who said it over here, the Jewish people gathered preparing for war. So different than the other fast days, the 13th of Adar is not actually a sad day. It's not a day that we're mourning over something. It's a day of assembly. It's a day of gathering together, a day to prepare for war, according to Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, who's quoted by the Rosh and other Rishonim, the day of Yud Gimel Adar was a day for prayer and fasting, and the source in the Torah for doing such a thing is from, anybody know? The Midrash that tells us that Moshe and Chor and Yoshua went up to the mountain when they were about to fight Amalek. Remember the story? They left Mitzrayim, Amalek comes to attack them, and Moshe goes up to the mountain. The Midrash says that's what they were doing. They were praying, they were fasting, in order to be successful in the war. So this, according to the Rishonim, maybe is the source for the fast day of Yud Gimel Adar. We still have to answer why it is that it's called Tanit Esther. I'll try to give an answer to that in a moment. One or two more pieces of information which are interesting to think about. One of the other reasons mentioned by the Sefer HaEshkol, also one of the Rishonim, says that the reason why we fast on Yud Gimel Adar is to make sure that people aren't preoccupied with eating when it comes time to do Megillat Esther, which happens at the end of the day, on the 13th of Adar, the end of the day, we read the Megillah. If everybody was eating dinner, nobody would be in shul for Kriyat Megillah. So it was like a practical way to get everybody out to hear the Megillah. One mentioned by the Beit Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, in a sefer called Magid Mei Sharim. It's more of a Kabbalistic book. He says the reason why we fast the day before Purim, very important, is so that Purim doesn't turn into a lightheaded day. It's a day of joy, of course. It's a day of celebration, of festivities. But that we shouldn't think that Purim is just whatever we want. If we fast the day before, it creates a certain seriousness about that we should take the halachot of Purim. Lastly, the Mishnah Bura mentions in the Hilchot Purim, the purpose is to be reminded, and that's why we do on a fast. We have extra tefillot on a fast day. We have extra Kriyat Torah. All of these things that we're reminded that Hashem listens to our tefillot. That's exactly what happened when the Jews prayed to get themselves ready for the Tzom. Lastly, why do we call Tanit Aster? Perhaps one could suggest that the reason why we call Tanit Aster, as Jory mentioned, Esther called a fast for 3 days. And Mordechai comes along and says in the Midrash, is on the Midrash, Esther, don't you realize that you're calling a fast over Lel HaSeder? You're going to be fasting on Pesach itself. How can you have a fast day on the Chag of Pesach? So Esther says, anybody heard the Midrash before? Esther says, if there's no fast day, there's no Jewish people. Because the Jewish people will be destroyed. So forget Pesach, there won't be any more Pesach. If there's no fast day now, there won't be Pesach. That's what Esther told Mordechai. She says, Eit lasot l'Hashem, we have to fast now. If we don't fast now, there won't be any more Pesach. So perhaps it was the Mesirut Nefesh, the courage, the bravery, and the initiative of Esther. We named this fast day after Esther. So as we go into the weeks of Adar, Mishanichnas Adar, Marbi Misimcha, wish everybody an early Chodesh Tov, because we won't be together, and Ezrat Hashem, we'll see Nisim that we had in those days, Meher V'Yameinu, miracles in our days as well.